Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Today's sermon is called Our Security is Found In.
今天我的讲道呢个题目呢是我们的安全感乃基于。
I called it that because I really want us to answer that question eventually.
我用这个题目呢因为我想大家是认真去思考这个问题。
Not all our answers will be the same.
当然我们不是每一个人的答案都是一样的。
Maybe if we were just going to say it to ourselves, to each other, maybe it would be the same. But I think deep down in our hearts, the answer might not be the same.
或者我们大家聊天的时候可能说的答案好像差不多，但是如果你问心里面呢，不是一样的。
And I pray that today,that we will be challenged while we dive into God's Word.
我亦都是祈求希望大家今日是听神的话语的时候是认真思考这些问题。
Why don't we just first begin with a prayer?
我们先来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day.
上帝天父，我们感谢你今日给我们好的天气。
We pray that today we would be able to read the scripture and that we would be filled with the Spirit.
我祈求你们，我们读今天的经文是圣灵进入我们的心里面。
We pray that if there is something you once said to us, that we would receive it kindly.
我也是祈祷你有说话要对我们说，我们是真真正正能够听到接收到。
And if there is anything in our hearts that are resisting what you are saying, Father, we pray that we would put our resistance to rest.
假如我们心里面有对你的说话是有抗拒的，求天父你帮我们放低这些抗拒的意念。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
In 1997, for me that was a while ago, I was around 10 or 11, I was deeply and very passionately invested in video games.
大约1997年，我当时是十岁左右，我是很喜欢很喜欢那些电子游戏机。
There was this one particular video game that I was just so in love with.
有一个很特别的游戏机呢，我是零舍喜欢的。
It had tanks and planes and infantry and electrical guns.
这个游戏机里面呢，有坦克车啦，有飞机啦，有啲士兵队啦，同埋有啲枪。
I was just so obsessed with this game that I would go over to my friend's house and I would play for hours.
我对呢啲游戏咧系好着迷噶，咁我就去朋友屋企咧就玩呢个游戏机。
But that was the problem. The problem was that I did not own this game. I had to go to my friend's house to play this game.
但问题呢就是我自己本身就没有游戏机的，我要去我朋友家才有得玩。
So I was very, incomplete that I thought.
咁我就觉得唉真係点好呢。
So I saved up money the ways that a 10-year-old could save up money through birthdays and Chinese New Year.
於是呢我就好努力咁样储钱。咁一个十岁嘅細路仔点样储钱呢，生日收嘅利是啦，新年嘅利是啦。
Which is actually very hard because for Chinese New Year, my mom would take all my Chinese New Year money.
其实好艰难嘅，因为当我收埋啲利是呢，我妈妈会攞起晒嘅。
And she would tell me that it's going towards my education.
佢话呢个係留返我将来读书用嘅。
But anyways, after, possibly like a year or two,I eventually saved up enough money and I asked my mom, Mom, can we go to Richmond Center? And I just want to pick up something.
咁我储咗大约一两年到呢，咁我储够，我就同我妈妈讲，妈妈，我可唔可以去列治文嗰个商场嗰度，我想有啲嘢买。
So she drove me there and we went together and I found my game and I bought it on that day.
咁佢就車我去，咁我揾到嗰個鋪頭，咁嗰日我就買咗嗰個遊戲機。
The cashier gave it to me in a plastic bag, so I was just holding it and I was walking out of that store.
咁我售货员咧就将呢个游戏机摆落个胶袋度，咁我就拎住行出嚟。
But as soon as I left the store, something took over me.
但当我离开个铺头嘅时候咧，我忽然间有一个想法。
I was now trying to protect something that was so valuable to me.
我系要保护一啲对我嚟讲好珍贵嘅嘢。
I was holding onto this video game in this plastic bag, and I was literally protecting it at all costs.
我拎住呢个用胶袋装住嘅游戏机咧，我觉得无论点都好，我都要好好地保护佢。
I didn't want anything to happen to it.
我唔想有任何唔好嘅嘢发生。
I needed to bring this valuable home quickly and safely.
我要好快同埋好安全咁拎呢样宝贵嘅嘢翻屋企。
So as I was walking down the hallways of Richmond Center, I was actually looking at other people if they were looking at my video game.
咁我喺商场一路行嘅时候咧，我就一路望住其他嘅人，睇下佢哋系咪睇住我部游戏机。
I held it so tightly to my chest, and I went from basically the store all the way to my mom's car. From the whole distance, I didn't let go of it at all.
由个铺头一路行翻我妈妈嘅车度咧，我将佢揽到实一实。
I got home and I got to play, and I of course was a happy boy.
咁我翻到屋企好开心，咁我开佢出嚟玩。
I look back to myself now, thinking, "Oh my gosh, I was such an idiot."
我而家谂翻转头，谂翻当时，唉，你真系傻仔嚟嘅。
I look back to myself now, and I say to myself, "Who is going to steal your video game?"
我而家睇翻转头，我同我自己讲，有边个会偷你个游戏机咧
？I think back to myself now, and I would say, why were you so attached to something so superfluous?
我问我自己，点解你咁紧张一啲咁无谓、咁少嘅事咧
？This true story, although seemingly silly, is actually very, very, very true to a lot of people today.
虽然听咗上嚟呢个故事咧，就有好傻，但系其实系真嘅。但系其实对好多人嚟讲咧，都系真实嘅。
And this situation is actually true for the disciples who tried to follow Jesus and listen to the commandments that Jesus was trying to tell them.
尤其是对当时耶稣嘅门徒嚟讲，当耶稣系将呢个诫命交俾佢哋嘅时候。
So I'd like to just read again the scripture that we have for today from verses.19 to 21, and it reads here, and we'll go verse by verse. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
我想再同大家读一次呢个经文，十九节咁样讲，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in.And steal.
只要将财宝积攒在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能受坏，也没有贼挖掘窿来偷。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The people who heard these words from Jesus, those disciples, those Jewish Israelites, were very similar to me and to you.But also a little bit different.
嗰啲猶太人當時耶穌嗰啲門徒聽到呢個誡命嘅時候咧，佢哋個諗法同你同我都可能好相似，但係亦有好唔同嘅地方。
Well, in that case, where are we similar? We're similar in that obviously we need food to live, we need resources to keep us alive, we think about our future and of course our livelihood.
相似的地方是什么呢相同的是我们大家都需要食物去维持生命需要金钱我们会考虑到我们的将来我们的生计是怎样呢
But in terms of their security and their future security, it's actually a little bit different and I would love to explain that.
但是当我们讲到这个所谓安全感的时候就很不同了。
People from the ancient world, they held very, very closely to their family.
在当时的社会呢那些人呢是跟他家族是很有很紧密的关系。
I know as Chinese people, of course we are very close to our families, but the ancient Jewish people, they were very close to their family. They brought it to another level.
咁當然我知道我哋中國人咧都係同我哋個家庭係好親密嘅，但係而家講緊係當時嗰個猶太人咧，佢哋係更加有一個緊密嘅關係。
You see, the kids of their families would not only share their culture and possibly even their lifestyle, but also their future career would be shared with whatever their parents had.
佢呢個緊密咧，唔係單係淨係佢個文化或者係佢個生活習慣，而係佢哋個事業咧都係根據佢哋個家庭嗰度出嚟嘅。
Both their career and their inheritance would have passed on to their kids, and they were just very, very closely knit family like that.
佢一個作為一個緊密嘅家庭咧，佢哋承繼嘅唔單止係佢哋嘅事業啦，仲有佢哋嘅財產。
So for example, if your parents were fishermen, and if you're in that family, there would just be this assumption that was never questioned that you would grow up to be a fisherman.
舉例嚟講，如果你爸爸係捉魚嘅咧，咁唔使諗，你大個嘅時候你都會係一個漁夫。
It would be like a family business.
就好似一個家族嘅生意咁樣。
But it was so assumed and it was so integrated in their culture, they wouldn't even call it family business. They would just call it family.
因為這個想法是咁根深蒂固在他們的文化裡面，所以根本他們都沒有想過什麼家族事業，家庭就是這樣的了。
And I think that to you is understandable and kind of basic, and I want to go a little bit further to tell you that these people who would grow up in these ancient lifestyle, they'd also understand that it would be the inheritance that was extremely important for them whenever their parents would grow old and pass on, that they would inherit whatever they would have.
由此引申呢，咁当时嘅人呢，佢哋知道佢哋一路长大，当时佢哋就会系得到佢屋企人嘅财产财富。
There would be no cultural mindset of asking a kid or someone young or a teenager, asking them, what do you want to do in this world?
当时的文化里面呢，他们不会说有个想法问后生仔，你将来想做什么啊？
There would be no time of questioning and asking someone younger, asking them, what is something that, what is a career that you want to pursue?
又或者说问他们，你将来想有什么事业啊？
That didn't exist at all.
这件事是不存在的。
And although that may scare a few people in this very room, I'm just saying what the culture was like before.
我不想吓你们，不过呢，我只是想告诉你们当时的文化是怎样的。
Plus, I'm not saying if it's right or wrong, I'm only describing the differences.
我也不是说这样是对或者是错，我只不过是将这个不同的分析给你们。
So what is extremely critical and the implications of this is that the disciples of Jesus, the ones who are listening to Jesus, they are thinking that their inheritance will one day come from their family.
所以当耶稣咁样同佢啲门徒讲嘅时候咧，佢哋好自然谂，好重要嘅就系将来佢得到佢家族嘅产业。
And these disciples of Jesus, they saw that their inheritance, but eventually their security.Their security would come from their own parents.
好自然，佢呢啲门徒咧，佢哋会谂，佢哋嘅安全感咧，就系嚟自佢哋屋企嘅财产。
Of course, they want to make sure that they are providing for themselves things like food and money, and perhaps they want to increase in their property. For example, the land and also more animals to help them do farming or whatnot. Of course, they want all those tangible things.
咁佢哋係想搵更多嘅金钱啦，有更多嘅食物啦，拥有更多嘅土地。咁当时佢哋畜牧㗎嘛，咁想有更多嘅牛啊、羊啊，更加壮大啦。
But also they saw that their family name was also something that was extremely critical, and that they can keep building that family name with things like honor and reputation, that would have been essential for them.
而佢哋個家族個名聲亦都係好重要嘅，咁佢哋當然係用盡方法咧，去更加鞏固佢哋個家族嘅名，更加壯大。
And so bear with me, just listen to me, where Jesus comes along with them, and then all of a sudden Jesus says to them, "Don't store up these treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves can break in and steal."
所以当主耶稣同佢哋讲话，叫佢哋唔好为自己将嗰啲财宝积喺地上，因为会有虫咬，会有兽坏，都会有贼嚟偷嘅时候。
And so the obvious question I need to ask you is, what would a disciple of Jesus would have thought to themselves when they heard this command from Jesus?
咁你会问，咁究竟当时嗰啲门徒佢哋点样谂咧？有啲咩反应咧？对啲说话？
I think what they would have heard is that Jesus is telling them, don't be so focused on the family inheritance, on the family name that you're trying to build yourselves, but instead focus on something greater than that.
其实耶稣话俾佢听，你唔好净系挂住点样去保佑你屋企嗰个产业，或者系壮大你屋企个名，而系你要知道你嘅财宝其实喺天上。
Jesus tells them that there is a better kind of inheritance, a better family for you, a better kingdom for you, a kingdom that is eternal and everlasting.
耶稣话俾佢哋听，你哋有更加好嘅产业，一个更加好嘅家庭，更加好嘅国度，一个系永恒嘅，唔会消灭嘅国度。
Jesus says to them, store up your treasure in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy.
主耶稣叫佢哋只系将财宝积攒喺天上，嗰度冇虫咬，亦都系唔会受坏。
It is a much more powerful meaning and understanding of these words of Jesus when you know that context.
当你明白呢个内容嘅时候，你会更加觉得耶稣呢番诫命系非常之有力嘅。
A person listening to Jesus saying these words would be thinking immediately of a family with God, an inheritance from God the Father, a place where we belong.
当你听到耶稣讲呢啲说话嘅时候，你即刻知道耶稣系俾一个家庭你，亦都系俾个产业你，嗰个就系你属于嘅地方。
Whereas if I were just to read these words, not understanding the culture,I would just read them from Jesus saying, okay, I'll just make sure I don't hoard my video games, and I will just, use my money well. Like, I would only think about tangible things. I wouldn't even think about having a family and a relationship with Jesus Christ.
但系，假如我唔明白当时嘅文化咧，当我听到呢番说话，我净系谂住咁好啦。我唔好咁样拿住我啲钱啊，或者系比较善用我嘅财产啊，咁我净系谂住我可以触摸得到嘅嘢，我唔认识到天父其实赐俾我哋一个更好嘅家庭。
And ultimately, I need to ask the question: What does this mean for us today?
咁我想问大家，究竟我哋知唔知道呢一番说话对我哋嚟讲有咩意思呢
？Every human on this earth has some kind of source, this some kind of place that gives us security.
世界上我哋每一个人咧都有一啲嘢令到我哋觉得系有安全感嘅。
We actually need security.
我哋系需要安全感嘅。
Our lives are all they're so full of ups and so full of downs.Turmoil and suffering, we all need some source to give us security.
生命之中充满好多起起跌跌，有好多变数。咁我哋系需要捉住一啲嘢，令到我哋觉得安全。
For some, it could be a place of family.
对一啲人嚟讲，可能系佢嘅家庭啦。
For some, it could be your career.
又或者系佢嘅事业啦。
For some, it could be your spouse.
又可能是你的妻子或者你的丈夫
For some it could be your bank account
对一些人来说可能是你的银行户口
For some it could be your kids
又或者是你的子女
For me when I was 10 years old The one thing that gives me security Was to play My silly video game
对当年十岁的我来说一个给我安全感的呢就是我那个电子游戏机
At any age, young or old, we all have something that gives us that security.
无论我哋咩年纪咧，我哋都系需要一啲令到我哋觉得安全嘅嘢。
For young people, teenagers, and people just going into university, I find that our identity and the way we look in front of other people that gives us security.
对于一个十零岁读紧中学准备进入大学嘅年青人嚟讲咧，佢嘅安全感可能系嚟于佢人哋点样睇佢啊，对佢身份嘅认同啊咁啦。
And I find that for younger people, for teenagers and people just going to university, if they can have stuff, if they get the stuff like the iPhone or they have a car, that builds up their image. And I find that young people, they find their security in that.
大少少佢入咗大學嗰啲，可能佢因為佢擁有嘅手提電話或者一架車啊，即係呢啲物質咧，就令到佢覺得有安全感啦。
For young working people who've graduated from university, going into your first career or second job, I find that it is that career, that well-paying job, and also finding that significant other that turns into your security.
对嗰啲读完书已经出嚟做事嘅人嚟讲咧，就揾到一份好好嘅工啦，好人工嘅工，有一个好嘅事业，或者系遇到自己一个中意嘅人咧，咁呢样嘢带俾佢哋安全感啦。
I find that for working families, so you have been in your career for a while, perhaps you are looking after your kids, and I find that your security is that you want to know how to raise your kids really well.That you want to know how to provide for your kids better than how you were provided for. I find that that is your security.
对于那些有家庭的有小孩子的，那他们就是怎样赚多些钱好好养大他的儿女，那这个就是他们有安全感的地方。
And for older folk, I find that your security can be looking forward to your retirement, living a comfortable life.And maybe trying to spend as much time as you can with your kids.
对于那些年纪大的，就是想下怎样好好地计划退休，有安稳的生活，可以有多些时间跟那些孙一起，这个就给他们安全感了。
Some of these things I've mentioned, you might say, Oh, Pastor Justin, what's wrong with that?
可能刚才我讲的东西你会问，陈全道，那有什么不妥啊，这些东西。
You might be thinking,What's wrong with providing for my kids and trying to live a comfortable life?
俾好嘅生活养大我啲仔女，或者系有一份安稳嘅生活，有乜唔妥咧？
Don't get me wrong. Some of those things can be good things, and they can be very God-honoring.
嗱，唔好误会，头先讲嘅嘢咧，有好多咧都系好事嚟嘅，亦都系神所喜悦嘅。
But at the end of the day, I need to ask everyone in this room a question.What is your ultimate security?
但我想大家好认真去諗下，究竟乜嘢先至係俾到你安全感嘅呢？
Is your ultimate security in your bank account?
係咪你個銀行户口呢？
Do you know how I would know? I would know because if God were to somehow test you,To somehow put financial stress on you, and in that moment, that your faith was shaken.
点解我会知咧？因为假如神系要试炼你，佢俾一个好重嘅经济负担俾你，你嘅信仰可能会系受到动摇。
I would know, or at least God would know, if your security was in your girlfriend or significant other.We would know that your ultimate security would be there because if that relationship were to be going through some unfortunate circumstances, that all of a sudden your faith would be shaken.
又或者如果你将你个安全感着重于喺你男朋友或者女朋友身上，假如有啲咩唔好嘅事发生，或者系神拎走呢一个人呢一个关系，咁你嘅信念、你嘅信心。受到动摇。
If you had your sights set on retiring as early as possible, living a comfortable life, making sure that in retirement your quality of life was not compromised, if there were some unfortunate circumstances in that, and if your faith was shaken, I would have known that your ultimate security was just to live a comfortable life.
又或者你是 淨係諗住點樣去揾多啲錢，可以早啲退休，退休嘅時候有好舒服嘅生活。但係假如有一啲不幸嘅事情發生，令到呢個計劃冚唪唥打破咗，於是乎你嘅信心就動搖。咁即係話你將你呢個安全感呢個重點擺咗喺你退休嘅計劃嗰度。
Now, I don't have to know personally, and I'm not the one confronting you. You know who knows? Jesus knows. God knows.
你唔使话俾我听你系摆喺边度，你唔需要同我讲，但系主耶稣会知道。
And remember the story when Jesus was confronted by this rich young ruler who approached Jesus, and he asked Jesus, "Jesus, how can I inherit eternal life?"
大家都記得呢，耶穌是傳道的時候呢，有一個年輕的長官或者一個財主，他問耶穌，我怎樣才可以進入永生。
And I bet Jesus looked him in the eye and knew for a fact that his ultimate security was in his wealth, in his money. And so Jesus said the following words. He said, sell everything you have and give to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven.
咁耶稣望实佢咧，就会知道呢、这个后生嘅人咧，佢系将佢嗰个安全感系放晒喺佢所积聚嘅财富嗰度。于是耶稣同佢话：你卖晒你所有嘅嘢去帮嗰啲贫困嘅人，咁你就可以进入天国。
Remember the words of Jesus, especially even today's scripture. Do not store up treasures on earth.
我哋要记住耶稣讲嘅说话，就是、今日经文我哋所读嘅，就系、是、不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Which is interesting. Don't read it as Jesus telling you not to make money. It doesn't say that. It just says don't store up the money. Meaning, obviously you can go and make money. You can make millions of money. Just don't store it. As you are living your life, give away your wealth.
耶稣不是叫你不要去努力赚钱，你可以去赚很多很多的钱，但是你不是说揽住钱不放，不去帮人。
Keeping your wealth, keeping your money, and storing it and only thinking about your own family, it blinds you from seeing the family of God.
当你只是着紧于你的财富，一味是揽住不放的时候，你就什么都看不到，你看不到天父赐给你的家庭。
But with that said, of course, I need to warn us. Don't be the rich man, because of course, the Bible speaks of the danger and the great temptation it is. Oh, how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
圣经咧提醒我哋咧，拥有好多嘅财富咧，其实系好危险，亦都系受到好多嘅诱惑嘅。因为佢讲过系财主进天国系好难嘅，骆驼穿过针嘅眼，比财主进神嘅国更加容易。
Just on Friday afternoon, I was at Price Mart purchasing all the leftover things that we still needed for the carnival for Saturday.
在星期五的时候，我去到超级市场，就为到我们昨天的嘉年华会买食物。
I bought about 90 hot dog buns, and I went to the cashier, and I put all the hot dog buns on the rolly thing that brings it closer to the cashier.
我买了90个热狗包，咁啊摆咗喺个输送带上面准备俾钱。
And then this other guy lines up right next to me.
咁啊有一个人咧企喺我旁边。
He puts 3 bags of lobsters onto the rolly thing.
他将三袋龙虾摆咗喺个输送带嗰度。
And the heads of the lobsters were still sticking out, and then the antennas were like doing this.
嗰啲龙虾个爪咧突出嚟咧，仲喐紧嘅。
And of course, when I saw it, I was like, "Whoa, wow, this is so cool."
咁当然我睇到，哇，咁新鲜嘅龙虾。
And I asked them, "Is this like $100 or like I don't know?" I was thinking how much it's worth. So I said, is this like $100?
咁我睇下唔知几多钱咧，咁我就问呢个人，使唔使$100 啊？
And then he says, no idea. I don't count dollars when I come to buy groceries. I only count dollars when I buy new cars and watches.
咁呢個人答我，佢話我嚟買餸咧，我唔會留意價錢嘅，所以我唔知道。我話買車或者係買錶嘅時候咧，我先會睇價錢嘅啫。
And he tells me that every day he comes to PriceSmart to buy lobsters, and he goes home and he steams them, and he eats the lobster while smoking a $20 cigar, and he drinks whiskey with that.
咁佢跟住話俾我聽過，我每日都會嚟買龍蝦，咁我拎翻屋企，我係蒸熟佢，咁跟住一路食龍蝦，就點知好貴嘅雪茄，飲威士忌，嘆世界。
He kept talking. He said, "I don't really need to work. I just go home. I do some online trading, make $100,000, and then I rest and I go travel."
佢一路話俾我聽，佢話我唔使翻工噶，我喺網上交易。找大約是10万人左右，那我就可以休息一下就去遊浮了。
And then he pointed outside, because there was a big window. Pointed outside to his car, he was like, "Just look at my car." So I turned around, I looked, and went, "Oh yeah, okay."
那他指給我看窗口外面他的車，那是一個很漂亮的車，那我哇，很厲害啊。
And I told him to look at my hot dogs. I eat hot dogs every day.
跟住我話俾佢聽，我日日都係食熱狗嘅啫。
He didn't really laugh.
佢冇笑到。
He was a rich guy, I think.
佢係一個好有錢嘅人。
One problem though, I didn't get to ask for his name.
一樣好弊嘅嘢咧，就係我唔記得咗問佢叫咩名。
I was given an opportunity to talk to him, to ask for his name, to get to know him. I felt like I failed in that moment, and I didn't get to chat with him.
我应该藉住呢个机会咧，系继续同佢倾偈，但系我啊好失败，唔记得咗冇。
The more you acquire, okay, the more stuff you acquire, and the more that you hoard, the more attached you will become to your stuff.
当你拥有嘅嘢系更加多嘅时候，你积聚嘅更加多咧，你系更加难放手嘅。
And I know I shared a story about this guy who has.You know, eating lobsters and whatnot, and saying that he's rich. I don't want you to get me wrong. Everyone here, boys and girls, we live in Vancouver. We are all rich in some kind of capacity.
当我提起这个食龙虾这个有钱人的时候呢，我想大家认清了一样东西，就是我们住在温哥华呢，其实在很多方面我们都是已经很富足的。
I don't want you to think that you are immune to this temptation simply because you don't make $1 million.
我不想你觉得我因为我不是赚很多钱，所以呢这些诱惑对我来说不是一回事。
Even if your bank account was 3 digits, you would still have the temptation of wanting to keep everything that you have for yourself.
即使你个银行户口系唔系好多钱，你都会系受到呢个引诱，系将你所有嘅嘢系一味系积聚，唔放开。
I want everyone.To think about what their ultimate security is.
我想大家去问自己，究竟乜嘢系真正令到你觉得有安全感嘅？
And if you need help trying to discover that, I want to ask you, where does your mind wander to when you are not doing anything at all?
如果你唔清楚嘅，咁我想问，当你喺度游魂嘅时候，究竟你谂嘅系乜嘢？
Where does your mind wander to in times you just want to relax and just not work?
当你唔做嘢喺度休息嘅时候，究竟你个脑入边谂嘅系咩咧？
Or another question for you is there something in your life that just gives you extreme unbearable stress?
又或者咁样讲啊，有啲咩喺你生命入边令到你觉得系好紧张、好大压力嘅？
Think of that part in your life that's giving you immense, unbearable stress.
想下乜嘢令到你系有好大好大嘅压力。
Why is it stressing you out?
Sorry, what did you
say? Why is it stressing you out?
点解令到你有压力呢？
Why is that stress unbearable to you?
點解你咁難承受嗰個壓力呢？
Is the reason that you're stressed out from that so unbearably is because that you've possibly made that your ultimate security?
會唔會係因為你覺得嗰個係你令到你最安全嘅嘢呢？
A person who is so content with what Jesus has given them, a person who is so full of joy for what Jesus has done on the cross, there would be no stress, there would be no anxiousness, even if things like financial uncertainty or family uncertainty comes about.
当你因为耶稣赐俾你嘅福分，赐俾你嘅生命，你得着喜乐嘅时候，你根本唔会去为其他嘅嘢感受到压力。
In the face of extreme situations where possibly people you're losing loved ones in your life, even in situations so seemingly unbearable, a person who is so mature in their faith could still look up to God and know that their belonging is in Him.
当你面对一啲好困难嘅境况，例如你失去你嘅心爱嘅人啊、家人嘅时候，你系会找紧对神嗰个信心。
Truly, I tell you, the person who only stores up heavenly treasures, who only identifies with the family of God, they can live worry-free, stress-free, and not anxious in life.
所以我想好老实咁同你讲，当嗰个人佢识得将佢嘅财宝积聚喺天上，佢亦都系认识到神赐俾佢嘅家，佢系唔需要为任何嘢担心，唔会有任何嘅压力嘅。
Because for them, they also know that this world that we see and can taste and touch, they know that this world is only temporary.
因为佢哋知道世界上我哋可能接触、我哋能够接触得到、摸得到、见得到嘅嘢，其实全部都系短暂嘅。
So church, it is my prayer that we would do those things, that we would store up heavenly treasures.
所以我希望大家亦都知道点样去积聚天上嘅财宝。
It is my prayer that we would be generous with our money.
我祈祷我哋系会唔好吝啬我哋嘅金钱。
It is my prayer that we would be generous with our time.
唔好吝啬我哋嘅时间。
Be generous with your words.
唔好吝啬我哋嘅说话。
Be generous with our patience.
我哋嘅耐心。
To be generous with our kindness.
同埋我哋嘅爱心。
And I think by doing those things and listening to Jesus and obeying the things that He calls to do, we will be storing up our treasures in heaven.
只有做足呢啲嘢，我哋听从主耶稣对我哋嘅吩咐，我哋以信心去遵守我哋嘅行为，我哋就会能够将财宝积聚喺天上。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祷告。
Father, we thank you for the things that we have in our lives.
天父，多谢你赐俾我哋生命入边所有嘅嘢。
But we know that sometimes the things in our lives can also be a distraction for us.
但是我都知道，很多时这些东西是令到我们是会受到诱惑的。
Father, we thank you for the culture and the time that we have been born into.
天父，多谢你，让我们在这个今时今日的文化和的时间那里，出世。
But we also know of the dangers that our culture has on us where we try to compare ourselves so much with other people.
但我亦知道我哋嘅文化咧，令到我哋系会好自然咁同其他人去比较。
Father, we thank you for the culture that we are born in, the families that we're born into.
天父，多谢你令到我哋降生我哋个家庭入边。
But we also recognize the dangers that being in a Chinese culture may have on us.
但系我亦都系知道。在我们中国人的文化里面，我们亦都是会遇到很多的试探。
Father, we pray that we would live a life that worships you and worships you alone.
天父，我是祈求我们是以个生命呢是一路是敬拜你，亦都是只是敬拜你。
And Father, we ask that you forgive us If there are moments where we have started to worship the things that we have and the things in our bank account.
天父, 求你原谅我们, 假如我们有软弱的时候, 我们开始将我们的目光是放在其他事物的时候, 求你原谅我们。
We pray that if we have put too much security in those things on earth, Father, we ask that you take them away from us.
天父, 假如我们是将我们的目光是集中其他的事物, 求天父你是将那些东西拿开。
Father, I pray that if that were to happen, that we would respond to you positively in worshiping you and not cursing you.
天父, 假如这些事发生的时候, 我祈求你帮助我们, 以正面的态度去面对, 去, 仰望你, 而不是去, 咒诅。
Father God, just we pray that as we go into communion, that we recognize what you have done on the cross, that you have died on the cross so that we could have relationship and inheritance from you.
天父, 当我们即将领圣餐的时候, 求你让我们再一次去反省, 你为我们在十字架上, 受死。
We thank you again.
天父, 我们再一次感谢你。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。